Let's start from that Mishabur again. We're holding a Simon Shin Yud Zayin. Sif Hey, the Mishabur is of Katan Chav Tes. So we said that the Neva is Mut Aleph. Even if you did a Kesher Lamato, the Renoig way ahead. Comes the Mishabur, comes along and says, Kasra Chernim, that which Renoig had to, Hod Renoig had to, but Kesher Echad Lamato, Hainu Dafke, Kesher Osi Lahatta Beba Yom. See, even though it's just a knot and then a bow on top, but it's only mutter if you plan to untie it within 24 hours. It's because it's not a maisa umen, one knot plus an even on top, which would make it also even though you plan to untie it within 24 hours. No, it's not a maisa umen, but you still need the heter less than 24 hours. Of a mehila l'kayama, alayz hazman, you're planning to leave it there for some period of time. Kiyon belulav kiyotzuboy. Also, last was kesher lamata el aniva bovat. So you can't make a kesher lamata. All you can do is make an aniva. So now, in the classic bow that we make when we tie our shoes and we make a knot and then a bow, you can't just make a bow. It doesn't work. But you can make a slip knot. That's why I'm saying the word aniva doesn't mean a bow, it means a slip knot. So that's possible to do. So you can't make any kesher lamata, you can just make an aniva. Rishon lasa shnei anivas zeh al gav zeh, v'chein yesh linog. Person can make a second aniva on top of the first aniva, again, because it still slips out with one pull. So you can do that. Fine. Vav. Kushin chevel b'fnei apora v'shoshal teitze. So you want to, across the opening of the corral, you want to run a rope, which you put across the opening to make sure that the animal doesn't get out. So it's not a problem with seda, because the animal already is a domesticated animal, like we said before. So that's not, but practically, you don't want it to wander away. So now you're tying it on. So let's be afraid when you tie it on that when you untie it after Shabbos, you say, why should I untie the knots on both sides? It's just more simple just to untie one end and leave the other side there. This will have it there for the next time. So now you made this. You attach these two sides on Shabbos, and one of the knots ends up being a knot which is going to stay. So that we should ask you the chachila from tying because you might end up leaving the knot. So you say, no, but it's mutter. I feel a snake rush ahead pesach, even though you're tying on both sides. Well, Chashin Hashem yata reish ho'echad v'yotzienu derech shom v'yiniach reish hasheni kosher. We're not worried about that he might decide to leave one side still attached, and therefore that kesher now will become a kesher which is lasting, and therefore he's made a kesher on Shabbos which lasted. So that's not that we're not cautious. We assume the person will be careful and untie both sides. Lamed, Mishnei Rosh Hashanah, was it Mishabur, Mr. Katan Lamed? Mishnei Yatar is Shneim Lahavi Kesher Shakayamba. The normal practice was that usually you would untie both sides. Now, furthermore, bigger Kiddush, within the Mutter Likshur, Shechavalim, Zu Lamalim Izu. You can put two ropes across. He might potentially decide to leave one there. You know what? I'll leave the lower one there, and animals can jump over the lower one. Like, so I need both, so they don't go up to the top, or they don't try and slide under the upper one. But to leave one there, why should I say? Why? What are the tircha of untying both after Shabbos? I'll just untie one. That would be the gzeira to be concerned about. No, we're not worried about that. The normal thing is that you usually will do one or the other, but eventually you'll get to both. But if you plan to leave one, obviously that's a problem. Okay. The case of the Mishra Kershon, you're allowed to make a rope across the opening to prevent the poor from getting out. So we're not worried about that you're going to end up leaving the knots there. Okay, Zion. Metaltan chevel shalgardi. So a person wants to take the chevel shalgardi. Pirish Urig, a gardi is a weaver. So he has a certain type of a rope that he uses in the loom. So I want to take that rope, the kasher be'evasuba para, to attach the para on one side. You'll attach to the cow. One side you'll attach to the feeding trough, and this way the cow will stay there by the trough and won't wander away, and he'll eat. Right. So why aren't we worried about maybe after Shabbos you might end up leaving the rope dangling from the cow's neck, or leave the rope attached to the trough? The same type of question which we had in the previous sif. And maybe you end up leaving one of those knots being a permanent knot, or at least a semi-permanent knot. Why? Because it's a chevel shagardi. Chevel shagardi is chashiv. It's a more expensive type of a robe. It's more like a cord. And it's not worth it for you to leave it there. You have better things to do with it than to leave it there attached to the feeding trough and the pora. You use it in your loom. Therefore, not afraid he's going to leave it there. I will chevel d'alma, but a regular rope, you can't attach it to the par and to the avis, because it's very possible afterwards, when it's finished, he'll detach only one side. And it comes out one of the knots, we don't know which one, but one of the knots remains semi-permanent. Okay. V'hani milo the kosher of the avis of a par. This is only if you're tying both sides on Shabbos. You're taking this rope, which is not attached to anything, attaching it to the par on one side and to the trough on the other side. That's awesome. If the rope was already dangling before Shabbos attached to the trough, and now he wants to attach it to the para, or vice versa. Oh, So the derech is people tend to untie the one that is tied. So if the animal's walking around with a rope dangling from its neck, so that's been attached to it from before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos he wants to tie it on to the trough. So the knot he made on Shabbos was the one on the trough. Theoretically he could untie from the neck and leave that one there, and it means the knot he made on Shabbos is going to remain. But it's not what people normally do. People, if the rope is attached to the porah before Shabbos, the tendency will be not to untie it from the porah and leave it on the avis, but rather to untie it from the avis, which is where he just tied it. So he tied it to the avis, and now he unties it from the avis. So therefore, that's more to even my regular rope, which normally a person might leave there, but he's not going to leave it there because that's just the derech history movement over there. Okay, now let's start the Mishnah Berurah. Shel Gardi. Now, so you're using a rope of Gardi. We had before, we were geyser by the case of the buckets, the rope of the Gardi because of the regular rope. So over here also do the same thing. The answer is over there by the bucket. I mean, when that was the derech was to leave the bucket attached by the well, so it's going to stay there forever. So you're planning to remove it. You know what? We're afraid you might end up leaving it there. So then we also even chevel shagardi. But over here, having the rope with hanging that round from the parah for long terms of time doesn't make too much sense. Even having the rope hanging from the trough, they didn't used to leave it there. So that's why we're not worried about making a gezeira of chevel de gardi because of chevel de alma. So you're not afraid he's going to leave it there. Lama beis. Well, chashidin the chevel de gardi choshev really a nichrisham. He's not going to leave a chevel de gardi there. It's too valuable to leave it there. Chevel de alma lo, but the regular rope is usur. Dilma yanich roshev echad kosher. He's going to weave. I mean, he's going to obviously detach the porter from the avis. But we're afraid that since he attached both ends on Shabbos to the porah on one side and to the avis on the other side, and it's just a regular, simple rope, he says, well, yeah, but why should I go through the effort of untying it from the avis? I'll just leave it attached to the avis. So it means the knot that he used to attach it to the avis becomes permanent, or at least semi-permanent. We're not worried about that you should consider muksa. Theoretically, you might have a rope that you keep in your work shed, which you only use in your building projects. So that'll be muksa, because it's only used as part of Barna, which would be a problem. But a regular rope in the house, people use it for many, many, many things. It's interesting to wonder what nowadays what the status would be. I mean, when was the last time any of you like used the rope for something in your house? Not too often, right? So
to use a rope to what? To pull up a pail of water? I mean,
when was the last time you used a rope in your house? Period.
A rope in my house.
You have to think about it, right? So is a rope muksa? Means primary uses of ropes nowadays is really is for like building projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So maybe nowadays a rope is muksa. That's my point. Mr. We're saying rope is not muksa because you would use it around the house for multiple usages.
Well,
we don't have that nowadays.
Well, when you say rope, meaning like string, it has to be like mamash a rope, like a thick rope.
I mean, we're talking about a rope over here which can hold a para. Who's pulling away from the Avis, from the feeding trough?
No, string ain't gonna do it.
So I don't think a string is gonna do it. Yeah.
String ain't
well, but you cannot have to be probed, of course. You cannot band it.
Yeah, it's not, you know, with gigantic, you know, sailor's coils, you know.
No.
I mean, but, you know, it's a good rope, you know. Okay, let's hold Lamed Aleph for tomorrow, Bez Hashem. We'll do Lamed Aleph tomorrow.